Rick from Norwich LCA is our next speaker.
G'day, old folks. How are you? You all right? I'm not a Aussie. I've been there, though, a couple of times, and it's a great, great country. Much better than the USA. Anyway, let me get settled. Oh. Anyway, sorry to keep you all waiting. My name's Rick Lehman, a.k.a. Bud Stone. I joined the LCA in February last year after being busted for growing marijuana. This happened on the previous Halloween, would you believe?
Hold it in your hand, it'll be easier.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to easy. All right. Is that better? Anyway, I got busted on Halloween. I was actually listening to a bit of Pink Floyd Echoes in the bath at the time. Yo! Anyway, I was charged with production and possession with intent to supply under Class C at the end of February 2004. After reclassification... At the magistrate's hearing in early March, I was committed to Crown Court on the same charges, but under Class B. The reason now given was that there was no provision for growing under new Class C. At the first court hearing, after establishing that there was and still is no defence to this so-called crime, I reluctantly entered a guilty plea to production, and in return, CPS dropped the intent to supply charge. In mitigation, the prosecution accepted that I grew marijuana for my own personal use and used it for medicinal therapeutic purposes, for social recreational, sharing it with like-minded people and as a sacrament, as well as donating a percentage to a medicinal cannabis cooperative. I then awaited sentencing, expecting a large fine. Obviously, I took all my growing equipment. And you from UK 420, I know how much investment we put into it. Anyway, expecting a large fine or community service. At 53 years old, I could just about handle it, I suppose. After further research into reclassification, I found out that in December 2003, prior to reclassification, under the auspices of Schedule 28 of the Criminal Justice Act, that the maximum penalty for cultivation, or as production as they call it, had been increased from 5 years up to the maximum of 14 years. That's the same as for Class A killer drugs. Educated, informed government? I think not. They don't even know their ABC. In June, I stood as an LCA candidate in the local council election in the fine city of Norwich, where I'm pleased to say that every ballot paper in the election had a hemp leaf on it. 3 weeks later, on the 1st of July, I returned to court for sentencing. I was given 9 months imprisonment. Naturally, I was gobsmacked. Anyway, on appeal, the three judges cut the sentence to 3 months, stating that 9 months was manifestly excessive. Now, in lawyer talk, that's very strong language in legal talk. Also, that I was entitled to believe that I gained therapeutic benefit from using cannabis and recognised my use of it as a sacrament. I was released after serving 32 days, albeit with an electronic tag, for a further 12 days on a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew, supposedly to stop me reoffending. When the guy from the tagging company came to put it on, I jokingly said that maybe they should have given me a reverse curfew to keep me out of the grow room. Although, obviously, it would be too risky for me to grow my own medicine now. Anyway, after a process lasting 9 months and at a total cost to the public purse, your tax money, which was estimated in the region of £40,000, what has society of I gained? I consider myself not only to be the victim in this victimless crime, but also the victim, as we all are, of the biggest crime of all, namely prohibition. Along with the LCA, I call for unity within the cannabis community to end this most heinous of crimes. Thank you. No victim, no crime.